viene por ahí y nunca llega sola. Ella nunca llega sola. Todos los bandidos sueltan la pistola. Esta noche lo que hay.
Hello to all listeners. I'm your host, Roybie Hernandez, aka Royves. And in this show, Royves and Artists, I speak to mainstream artists, underground artists, and creatives about their latest music releases. Plus, we learn how music through history influences new music and the experimentation of creating different music for the future. Happy 2026, or should I say 2016? Either way, it's going to be another amazing year for music. For the next hour, you will hear from underground artists here from the Bay, as my goal is to bring their music to more ears. This month's theme is Spanglish music, so FYI, the music you hear tonight will have some Spanish elements. Tonight's guests not only make music, but try to represent their Hispanic roots with their music. And in the spirit of the Super Bowl approaching and Bad Bunny performing for the halftime show, plus the current state of our country, it's the perfect time to start the first show of the year, reminding listeners of the beauty and resilience of Latin artists. Our first guest does Spanglish music with some reggaeton-like beats and adds bachata and rap flares into their music. Her name is Michelle Bonilla, artistically known as Ellie. Let's begin with one of her songs.
This remix,
Yes, sir. So.
Hey, anda en la altura como Rosalía. Lleve dos cócteles de sangría. Su ex novio le sigue hasta como una espía. She just wanna sit on his dick como una silla. Ando buscando una soltera que se tire pa' acá. Yeah. Que mueva la cadera y que sepa bailar. Yes, una mujer que sea un bloque, que se toque, que sea lo que cuando escucha a los locos. Que vengan como con sus amigas. Y que se tiren haciendo fila. La soltera donde está pa' esta noche y la soltera donde está.
Mamita, tan bonita, pelirroja y ese culito dinamita. Y como pienso yo, a él le fascina, no me gustan los bobos de ese tipo, no combina. Telling them cause that you once got. Soy una diosa, I think you forgot. I only notice men sitting at the top.
Yes,
Pereito lento, papi, no quiero contigo. Leave your feelings, baby, leave your feelings. I'm a mini, but not from the Henny Dillon. Billetes de 100, me fascina. He asked me where my next move is. No me adivina. Love the fine things. Escribe al DM que le gustan mis canciones. Ese hombre es un azogue. A mí no me interesa, me gustan los superiores. Un perrito lento, papi, no puedes conmigo. Facto sentimientos, esta noche no voy contigo. Un perrito lento, papi, tú quieres conmigo. Facto sentimientos, esta noche no.
We're not at the club, but it feels like it with this one. Ellie, thank you for taking your time and joining me tonight. That's one of your latest releases called Pretty, which is a remix collaboration with Disei Soho, who is relatively known in the rap slash trap scene. And he's worked with artists like Ty Dolla $ign and Wiz Khalifa. So Ellie, how did this collaboration come about?
Thank you for having me. I am so grateful and thankful for being here. This collaboration happened through Instagram, honestly. It was very authentic the way it happened, and it was just crazy to think that I even got him on that song. It started when I first started sharing my music. I got a DM from The Game, the rapper, and he actually shared one of my songs in English on his stories. And that, it was like rolled over to getting contacted by a promoter who then told me, hey, I have a list of independent artists. Let's get you a feature. And it was as easy as that, as Instagram. Dai Soho heard the beat, he heard the song, and he loved it, and he hopped on it. Simple.
Now, as mentioned, this is a remix version, but the original version is in your album titled Metamorphosis, which you released back in the summer of 2024. Before we continue playing more of your songs, let's share to the listeners who you are and how you got your path in music. You're a 32-year-old Salvadoran American, and like many of Latinos, you heard your mother blasting music on the weekend when they were deep cleaning the house. Your grandparents were also involved in music, and you started playing the saxophone in the fifth grade, and eventually joined the choir in high school. Creating music is a form of therapy for you, and you've been releasing music since 2020. Your top three Latin inspirations are Selena Quintanilla, Bad Bunny, and Ivy Queen. Aside from music, you're a hairstylist, and most importantly, a mother to two kids. I want to say we both are Salvadorian American as well, and we grew up playing an instrument, so we have that in common. We don't really have Salvadorian music artists in the mainstream scene, so maybe you can make that happen. Is that a possibility as you continue to create more music? We have Puerto Ricans, Colombians, of course Mexicans, even Argentinians, but let's see a Salvadorian up there one day. That's the goal, right?
Yes, Salvadorian queens, eh? I was born here in San Francisco. Both my parents were Salvadorian immigrants, and I'm so proud to be Salvadorian. It is who I am, and I wouldn't choose to be anything else. I would love to put us on the map. I really would. I feel like if I could even pave the way just a little bit for us to be out there, I'd love to do it. We have to represent, and I don't mind showing out for everybody. And yeah, that's I love it. We need more of us for sure.
Yes, we do. So let's get into more of your songs from the Metamorphosis album and continue the reggaeton party. This next one is called Into You.
Explicarlo, estoy enamorada de ti. A mí me gusta lo que tú me has hecho a mí. Promise you you'll love it here, got no time to waste. Te quiero para mí,
that's how it's gotta be. You can hit my line if you need some release. Promise you it's worth it, just wait and see.
This one you collaborated with an artist called Johnny Blanco. Now, I do want to say your voice is very similar to Karol G. I don't know, she immediately came to mind after listening to you, which I think you should be very flattered to hear. As Bad Bunny being one of your favorites, I don't know if you're attending the Super Bowl in person at the Levi's Stadium, but I'm sure you'll be watching that halftime show. Now, Eli, Bad Bunny is the first Latino and Spanish-speaking singer to perform as a solo act for a Super Bowl. All of us Latinos are very proud, but as someone who also makes reggaeton and trap music and knows lots of his songs, what songs do you hope he performs? And from your perspective, how is this performance so crucial for our Latin representation?
Yes, super proud to be Latina for sure. And the fact that Bad Bunny is going to take that stage, I feel like it's a moment of pride for every Latino, you know, in America. The songs that I want to hear him perform or see him perform for sure is Nueva York. I have a list of them, but I'll just name off Titi Me Preguntó, Zafaera, Baile Inolvidable, and E.O. I just love his new album, and I'm sure he's going to kill that performance. But him performing at the Super Bowl, it is crucial for our Latin representation. Because like you mentioned, he's the first Latino to have a solo act, and that within itself, it's a huge win for our community, especially right now during these heavy times within our community. It almost feels like they're trying to erase us from the country, and with having him perform on one of the biggest stages at one of the biggest sporting events in America, I feel like it's huge. Like, you're not erasing us, you're putting us up there.
It's been over a year now since he released Debí Tirar Más Fotos, which is crazy how time flies, but I'm sure he's cooking more music for us. Let's shift from reggaeton beats to bachata beats with the next track you titled Egoístas. That slow bachata makes me want to move my hips. You mentioned Romeo in this track regarding Romeo Santos, the legendary bachata king. Correct me if I'm wrong. The lyrics talk about a toxic love, possibly being the other woman, and essentially being egotistical in love, hence the title. Romeo Santos makes toxic music, and romance in the Latin community can be toxic, so it's quote-unquote normal. We're not saying it's healthy or should be normalized, but it's not surprising. This is the only bachata track on your album, but it adds that sexy touch. So, on the topic of bachata, Eli, Romeo and Prince Royce released in late November their joint album called Better Late Than Never. And in an interview last month, they pointed out and said, quote, "Bachata is underrated. We're New Yorkers. Why haven't we been on SNL?" End quote. Essentially, they were both arguing that bachata dominates many audiences, yet it still is undervalued within the broader music industry and deserves wider recognition alongside the Latin music boom. What are your thoughts on this?
My thoughts on them, they're correct. I was inspired by Aventura and the bachata music to write this song, so you were correct. It is a toxic song, but bachata definitely, like they said, it is undervalued. I definitely feel like there's so many good bachata groups and bachata songs out there and that they deserve more recognition. I remember there was a time that Aventura was just popping. Like, everybody wanted Aventura on a track, or they wanted to be featured with Aventura. And we just need more. We need more of that. We need to give the genre its flowers. It's a fun one. And even though they do talk about toxic or heartbreaks, you still want to dance.
Very, very true. So to finish, let's move from bachata to regional or a corrido type track. Let's go.
Abre las alas, vamos por vuela. Con el tiempo todo se revela. Vamos adelante siguiendo las estrellas, cambiando camino, rompiendo cadenas. La cosa mal no te cambia a ti. Mira qué bonito es existir. Una sonrisa hacia otro feliz. Con amor, bendiciones para ti. Yo sé la vida no ha sido fácil. Yo sé que la cosa que tú has pasado te ha vuelto un reflejo dice así. Voy a hacer esta canción llorar. A mí no me salen más lágrimas. Diosito me guarda en esta vida tan cruel y fría que pueden quedar. Estas batallas que me encuentro aquí me hacen más fuerte, voy a resistir todo el daño que me hacen a mí. La karma siempre la se vuelve por mí. Abre las alas, vamos pues vuela. Con el tiempo todo se revela. Vamos siguiendo las estrellas, cambiando camino, rompiendo cadenas. La cosa mal no te cambia a ti. Mira qué bonito es existir. Una sonrisa hacia otro feliz. Con amor, bendiciones para ti. Mm-hmm.
That song is titled Sin Miedo, in English translating to Without Fear, which is actually the final track on your album. And it's interesting because, again, the album is called Metamorphosis. And on this track, you speak about evolving, healing, and not letting any pain in any kind of relationship affect you, and eventually spreading your wings, flying high, and allowing the blessings to flow in your life. It's a great way of ending, and out of all the tracks, this is the one that I can relate to and definitely my personal favorite. As mentioned earlier, you are a mother. How has being a mother made you stronger in making music? For example, giving you that motivation, and what do you want your children to learn from you through your music? Other than being a cool mom who makes music, what kind of influence do you hope to leave them with, especially if they choose to pursue music in any way once they are older?
Yes, I am a mother. I have two babies. My daughter's 10, my son is 4. And being a mother to them and making music is crazy. It's such a balancing act for me, but I want them to just look at me and say, if my mom could do what she loves to do, then so can I. If they see me writing music while, you know, they're doing their homework, or I'm sitting down next to them writing a song, I want them to like know that if I did something and put my time and, you know, my time, my sleep into it, they can too. And I want to leave them with, I guess, a diary in a way with my music, because I write to them. I want them to look back once I'm gone and hear my music and just think of love and strength and, you know, my mom. Yeah.
You definitely have a busy schedule, which I don't know if there's time for you to go to music festivals as you hope these days. But back to the topic of Latin artist representation in big events and festivals. Aside from the Super Bowl, Coachella will have Karol G as one of the headliners, and Los Hermanos Flores, which is a group from El Salvador, will be one of the many performers, which is a huge milestone for the country of El Salvador in music. Sueños Festival in Chicago will have Fuerza Regida as its headliners, and although not yet announced, I'm sure there will be a Latin artist headlining for the Governor's Ball. And we will see which Latin artists perform here at Outside Lands this year. What festivals, Ellie, or concerts or music shows do you hope to attend this year, or probably even brought already tickets for?
This year, I am really, you just mentioned Prince Royce and Romeo Santos, and they are touring for their album, so I am definitely going to get tickets for that. And I might look into La Onda Festival.
Oh.
Yeah, that's the Latin festival they have in Napa, so I might do that one.
Also the Bottle Rock, no?
Bottle Rock, yeah. They're sponsored through Bottle Rock, I believe.
Okay,
yeah.
Perfect. So I think they just announced the headliners for that show. I didn't get a chance to look at that before the show, but that's also something to look forward to.
For sure.
So thank you, Ellie, for coming. I appreciate you taking your time, and I can't wait to hear your next music project. Can we, as a listener, expect anything for the year of 2026 from you?
Yes, definitely. I am already working on music that I'm going to release this year, and you guys can expect visuals to my album already. So I have plans to create visuals and music videos for y'all. Excited. Thank you so much for having me, too.
Thank you. I appreciate it again. And there are a total of 13 tracks on the Metamorphosis album, so make sure to listen to it on Spotify or Apple Music. Our next guest also does Spanglish music, but instead adds some R&B and cumbia flares to their music. His name is Gabriel Perales. Let's listen.
Last summer, month of July, we were together for the first time. Hands on your body, gripping it tight. We were there making love for the whole night. I know we just friends, it was for fun. But can I just pretend that you're the one? Ese dulce sabor, mi chinita, mi vida, mi amor, mi chinita, ¿dónde estás? Me distraigo aquí, vuelve, no tardes más. Dame tus besos, dame tu mano, como si nada hubiera cambiado. Hours and hours, we just be kissing. Reminiscing, and now that you ain't with me, with me, with me, I see clearly you were on my mind when I was talking to these hoes out with other bitches, but it's you I wanna hold. Oh baby, can't you see we are meant to be? We cheat. Chinita, ¿dónde estás? Te extraigo aquí, vuelve, no tardes más. Dame tus besos, dame tu mano, como si nada hubiera cambiado. Chinita, ¿dónde estás? Te extraigo aquí, vuelve, no tardes más. Dame tu beso, dame tu mano, o si nada hubiera cambiado.
That track is titled Mi Chinita, one of the five tracks from Gabriel's debut EP called Solo Pa Bailar y Llorar. Gabriel, thanks for coming.
Muchas gracias, Robbie, for having me. It's an honor to be here.
Appreciate it. Before we get deeper into your music, let's share to the listeners who you are and what got you into music. You're a 20-year-old Mexican-American born in San Jose and raised in Gilroy. Your Latin artist inspirations are Cumbia Kings, Maz, and 54 Ultra, to name a few. You've been surrounded by music your whole life, as your grandmother is a Tejano singer, your father is a DJ, and your mother inspired you to start singing. Like many Hispanics, and like Ellie, music was always playing at home, whether on a Saturday morning cleaning the house or at a family party, where the next door neighbor, heck, even the whole neighborhood could hear it, and I'm sure wanted to join in on the fun. You didn't professionally start releasing music until 2024, but you've been releasing music on your YouTube channel for fun since 2020. Your style of music blends traditional cumbia and Latin pop, but also adds some R&B and reggaeton flares, as mentioned earlier. So getting into the song we just listened to, Mi Chinita, it reminds me of Richie Valens, which, side note, you've met the director of La Bamba. I'm sure this was an exciting moment in your life. You've shared that the songs on this EP are all inspired from your personal experiences. I don't want to assume, but do you have your Chinita girlfriend, tu novia? And if so, what was her reaction to this song?
Well, no, actually, the story behind that is that I showed that girl the song and she ghosted me after that. She did not talk to me after that.
Oh, no.
But my fans have taken a liking to that song so much, like, it's become even more special to me. And, like, now I dedicate it to all the chinitas in the world and all the ladies of the world, you know?
Perfect. I like that. Yeah. But that's not so happy that you got ghosted. So I'm sorry that had to happen to you.
But hey, I wrote a song, so.
Yes. And now, yes. So, and I'm sure that the girl or woman that comes into your life will appreciate that song. And many more of your songs that you continue to write. And also, I just want to point out that I'm glad that there's still yearners like you that exist in this world.
Oh, so, yeah, hardcore yearner right here.
Keep going. Let's continue with another track from the EP that you call Stay a Little While.
Never get enough. I don't wanna make this weird. there's a thousand fish here in the sea, but you're my ecstasy. You on my lips, that's all I need. Just a little kiss, come right to me. You make me happy, but tell me, baby, would you still be mine if we fade with time? So in love with you, but I put the time here isn't right. Stay a little while, my love. Stay. Trying to waste your time. Baby, if you leave, it's fine. Maybe you'll find someone else. And it hurts my heart to think about, but I'ma thug it out. Your energy just matches with me. Baby, you're all I need. You so desperately. Please don't go.
So this song is a completely reworked version of a previously released single you call Feel Your Love, which we won't play, but if you listen to it, you can decide which version is better. I personally think they are both unique in their own way and can be dedicated to someone in time for Valentine's Day, which all of these tracks on the EP are perfect for Valentine's. What's the perfect Latin song for you that you recommend to the listener for Valentine's other than your own music to get their crush's attention or ask them out?
Oh, Heaven by 54 Ultra. Oh my god, you guys, let me put you on. I put everybody on to 54 Ultra. Be like, oh my, yeah, I would say okay. That I would say that.
Perfect. And one more just in case.
I don't know. I can give you, oh, I know it's been a while since I had you here in my life, and by design I pass you by. Heaven knows just what you are every time. I can't think of anything else.
Okay, that works.
Yep.
So y'all heard, go ahead and listen to that. And again, you said
54 Ultra.
There we go. So from more closer into the next song, we were going from slower paced songs. Let's transition to a fast paced dance track from the EP. This one is titled como tú, in English translating to like you. You've described this track as a, quote, reggaeton cumbia flared beat, end quote. And as a listener, you are able to dance and have a good time to this track. This one definitely reminds me of Selena y Los Dinos. And I know Selena Quintanilla would be proud if she was hearing this music.
Thank you.
I love how you played around with the voicemail of the girl. And I enjoy hearing the traditional accordion instrument sound in these types of songs. What people don't realize is that you recorded, wrote, and produced these songs all on your own. You worked primarily on a keyboard with synthesizers. Did you learn to do this all on your own? And what's something new that you learned in the process of making this EP that you didn't learn prior artistically, whether vocally, production-wise, etc.?
So I am self-taught producer. And I'm still learning as I go, but the thing that I learned from this EP specifically is how to mix and master, because I had never like mixed or mastered like music before. I had no idea what I was doing, so like that was a challenge for me to do.
And again, in terms of the tools that you have, whether it's the editing software, all of that, you know, through trial and error, you've been doing that. No need like YouTube or anything like that?
Oh, yeah, YouTube, of course.
Oh, okay,
I was looking up like how to mix and master, but even then when I was searching up, I still didn't even know what was going on. Like all these, you know, terminologies, but yeah.
And that's how you continue to learn. by not necessarily relying on a producer or another person helping you out in making these songs, I'm sure this gives you the freedom to do things at your own pace, because it took you a year to create this EP from beginning to end. As an independent artist with no label, how do you decide when a song is quote-unquote finished without the label deadlines? And what's that moment in your head when you think, aha, that's it for a song?
I think sometimes, like, not being with the label can also be kind of like a double-edged sword, because it's like you have so much freedom, but it's like if you don't put enough pressure on yourself or enough, like, you know, if you're not passionate enough about it, then it's never going to get anywhere, you know? So I think that, like, I think for me, I like having the freedom, but I'm sorry, what was that last question?
What's that moment in your head when you think, aha, you finished the song, like, that's perfect?
Oh, okay. Yeah. I think that when I can listen to my song and kind of forget that I produced it or that I made it, that's kind of like the aha moment. Like, I kind of just kind of forget that it's even mine.
Make sure to hear Gabriel's entire EP. The other two tracks in it are Ay Mama and Tu Tono de Llamada, which recently got nominated for a Mundial Award for Premios Tejano Mundial. Mm-hmm. For those that don't know, it's an annual award ceremony celebrating achievements in Tejano music. So, Gabriel, congrats on this nomination.
Thank you so much. It's an honor.
It's time for a short segment I call Current Music Fact, where we discuss a news topic that's currently going on in the music industry. So, Gabriel, East LA rock group Los Lobos have filed two lawsuits against Sony claiming the band was underpaid royalties on the songs they recorded for the La Bamba and Desperado film soundtracks. For those that don't know, Los Lobos was formed in East LA in 1973, but gained huge popularity with La Bamba in 1987. We will only discuss the lawsuit about this song, but again, there's also a lawsuit for the 1995 film Desperado with the song Canción del Mariachi. So Los Lobos' version of La Bamba became an international hit, reaching number one on the charts in 15 countries and spent 3 weeks at number one on the Billboard Hot 100. Los Lobos recorded the song for the biopic of rocker Richie Valens, but Valens had originally recorded La Bamba, which he had adapted from a Mexican folk song. Essentially, the lawsuit alleges that members of Los Lobos were never paid royalties for streams outside the U.S. and Canada for their La Bamba cover. It estimates the back royalties owed run between $1 million and $2 million. As someone, Gabriel, who has watched La Bamba, has listened to the song, and also inspired by Richie Valens being your musical influence, what comments do you have about this?
I just think that's crazy, because so many people can think that an artist, just because they made a hit song, they're getting all the royalties and that they're getting paid for everything in the song. So that just shows you that, like, not everything, you can't judge a book by its cover.
Right, right. And those are the risks that come into signing to a label. You know, you have exactly to consider a lot of the things, because who knows, in the future, years later on, situations like this can happen. Let's get back into your music and listen to your first single released in 2024. The song is called Ride to the Barrio.
Take you on a ride to the barrios, where the low riders glide, where the sun's always shining, the birds are flying, they feeling free and alive, where young old souls come together in unity. It's the way we thrive, cruising down the boulevard, feeling good, feel the classico vibe, fools are sharing stories, laughter fills the air, bonding over low rider rides in the clothing wear. Gotta keep the wheels rolling and the culture in our heart. We keep the spirit alive, we won't let it depart. From Gilroy to the streets of San Antonio, we rep our roots in the barrios where we grow. Family cookouts, yeah, the tacos grilling slow. Riding shotguns, speakers blasting, here we go. Perdón, here we go.
Let me take you on a ride to the barrio. And when we run out of time, we'll all be here tomorrow in the barrio. Perdón. Here we go, on my way to see the homies y pasarlo bien. We be cruising in las calles, it ain't never end. In the barrio, our unity is profound. From acid groups to the string and mariachi sounds. I grew up with the tight-knit familia. We always have each other's back, pues mira. Let me give you an idea of a place of friends and family, now listen closely. Kids sipping on jarritos think they got a buzz. Random baby in the room, please don't wake him up. Kids are fighting mad hard and the jumper boy is all scratched up. Don't worry, cause it's just fun. Theo's handing out his money for another beer. It's a 2:45, we still ain't out of here. Theo's better on the dance floor, she was singing beady, 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 what? Perdón. Here we go.
Let me take you on a ride to the barrio. We could stay here all night, we could take it slow. And when we run out of time, we'll all be here tomorrow in the barrio. Let me take you on a ride to the barrio. We could stay here all night, we could take it slow. And when we run out of time, we'll all be here tomorrow in the barrio. Take you on a ride to the barrio, yeah. We could stay here all night, we could take it slow. And when we run out of time, we'll all be here tomorrow in the barrio. Let me take you on a ride to the barrio. We could stay here all night, we could take it slow. And when we run out of time, we'll all be here tomorrow in the barrio.
I love the concept of this song where you're taking the listener on this journey, cruising down the neighborhood inside a lowrider. Some lyrics include, where the sun's always shining, the birds are flying, they feeling free and alive. Where young and old souls come together in unity, it's the way we thrive. From Gilroy to the streets of San Antonio, we rep our roots in the barrios where we grow. As a Latina myself, also growing in the barrio, I can also connect to this song. And I know that many people can too. With everything going on in our country, the ICE activities, etc., we won't get into that. But if you aren't living under a rock, you're aware of what's happening. Do you, Gabriel, plan on writing a song inspired by these current events or anything you've seen around Gilroy or experiences of relatives or friends? Is that something you've considered having this music platform to in some way protest through your music? Is that something that you have planned for future projects?
Personally, I think it's heartbreaking what's going on right now. Our country is at a very low right now. And yeah, we won't go into detail, but that is something that I do plan on putting into my music, and that's an important topic because it's true stories. It's stuff that's happening right now. It's not stuff this stuff has been happening for years, but this is happening right now, and I think I would definitely want to honor some of the victims maybe in a song. So yeah, I think that's something.
You've had the opportunity to perform in many festivals throughout the Bay Area and car shows as well. Do you want to share to the listeners any performances you have lined up for the next several months or plug in any shows or events?
I have a lot of small gigs throughout the year, but I'm always super excited when I get to perform like in my hometown, which is Gilroy. And every year they do the Tamal Festival, so that's always a lot of fun, which I'll be doing this year as well. And then, I want to give a shout out to my friends, Mr. Fuchila, Ruben, Carolina. They always put on this big, massive Dia de los Muertos festival. It's big. It's the biggest Dia de los Muertos festival in South County. But yeah, I'm just grateful for them as well.
Sounds good. Gracias, Gabriel Perales, for speaking with me. And once again, listen to his EP, Solo Pa Bailar y Llorar, and the rest of his music catalog on Spotify and Apple Music. That's it. Thanks for listening till the end. I'm Ravi Hernandez. Enjoy the Super Bowl and have a lovely Valentine's. Stay blessed and stay tuned for February's show discussing pop music from underground pop artists. Good night.